real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. You're listening to Up North News.
To those of you who thought we'd never last a week, myself included, well, here we are. And good morning. It's Friday, the 5th of August. Welcome to Wisconsin's new coffee break. Later this morning, an intensely personal story about abortion and why these stories should be brought out of the shadows early and need to be shared more often before any other personal rights are stripped away in the United States. The kinds of people who would do that are the kinds of people, by the way, who won primary elections across Arizona this week. So in our next hour, we will visit with my editorial colleague from the Desert Southwest about what the heck is going on over there. And in our third hour, we will go day tripping across Wisconsin with travel writer Susan Lampert-Smith. You can reach the show at 715-388-7155. Luke Mathers is here with me, which in and of itself is also a pretty big deal. I did not expect he would stick around for the full week either, but here he is. So if my story about getting fluid drained out of my knee didn't chase him away, I guess is that this is where you're going to find him in the mornings now, hanging out here. Got enough caffeine there for this?
I hope I have enough caffeine here for this. It's by Friday. It's a little bit more lagging, so I'm here regardless, Pat. It's just thrilled that I'm joined by you now from 8 to 11 here. Because normally I'm in this production booth just cranking out a bunch of other things, but now I get to work on those things and have a great conversation with you and help put out this show on Bull Falls Radio and all across up north.
So what you're saying is you're earning your paycheck now. So
exactly.
That's a good. Good. So I forgot if you were with us on Monday, I mentioned that there are alternative coffee cups to the Up North News one, excuse me. And the one yesterday, in case you, I'm sure people were looking like, what is that? That's the one that says, I am silently correcting your grammar, which, you know, it's just one of those things you give a journalist. So such fun. I will talk about the Brewers in a moment. I'm putting off that disappointment as long as possible. But those of you watching the video feed on Facebook or Twitter, you've probably noticed the Brewers shirt that I'm wearing, and it is no regular Brewers jersey or t-shirt. We have gone with the full-blown Hawaiian shirt with the Brewers logo. It is our answer to casual Fridays on this program. I now decree this show shall be the home of Dad Shirt Fridays. I have acquired many shirts that in my 20s and 30s would have horrified me to learn would one day populate my closet, but there are enough of them now for this former TV anchor who used to wear a suit and tie every day and now hasn't worn a suit and tie in forever, is hereby declaring Dad Shirt Friday to be a thing here in Wisconsin. So Luke, for somebody still in their 20s, I apologize in advance.
No worries, but do I have to be a father to participate in future Dad Shirt Fridays?
Oh no, anybody can wear a dad shirt at any point. That's the thing.
I'm a godfather, so I'm not a dad yet, but I am a godfather to my nephew, who will be 4 soon, and I have acquired a few because I've developed, even in my late 20s, I've developed a little eclectic taste for some of those kooky shirts or whatever. A kooky can sometimes be mean, but I like those shirts too.
I think part of it, I mean, for all kinds of reasons, obviously, but I always think of the Charlie Sheen character, Charlie Harper on 2 1/2 Men, who always had like the bowling shirt, which is not something, you know, that I typically wear, but it's again, kind of in that, you know, why do you have to wear the same regular thing all the time? Earlier in the summer, I shared this on social media about how Facebook and Twitter and the others are always listening in, you know, every little keystroke. And I'm actually okay with that much of the time. It's called predictive marketing. But sometimes it's a little creepy that you don't even have to type it in. You just have to talk about it. And suddenly you're seeing ads for something. Well, I had seen on either MLB.com or one of the others, you know, some of these island themed shirts for all your favorite teams. Clicked on one of them. Then noticed as I was scrolling through Instagram, not that much later on, every 4 posts or so was another ad, and they weren't all for the same place. They were all for different shirt manufacturers and, you know, so different themes. And most of them were sports related, but not all of them. And I was like, okay, you guys got to modify this a bit. If you predictive marketing has its point, but you know, and especially if you use the interwebs to buy a gift for somebody. If I'm buying, you know, some kind of a gift for my mom for Mother's Day, it doesn't mean that I'm going to want, you know, pancake spatulas all the time, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I actually did get my mom something better than a pancake spatula, but not much. So to get to the Brewers, they lost again on a walk-off in Pittsburgh and got swept by the lowly Pirates. They once again had an early lead, gave it up, fought their way back, and then managed to lose. They took the lead in the 10th inning on a hit by pitch. Would have been great. And then they lost it in the bottom of the 10th on a wild pitch. So earlier this week, the Brewers led the NL Central by 4 games over the Cardinals. Now the Brewers have lost 4 in a row. The Cards have won 4 in a row, and we are tied. And that seems appropriate because the Brewers are back home tonight to start a series with Cincinnati, and they are marking the 40th anniversary of the 1982 team that played in the World Series to the Cardinals and lost to the Cardinals. So hopefully there's some reverse karma coming later in the season here at some point. I'm still just having a tough time believing that it has been 40 years. But time marches on. Hey, I know we advertised that my colleague Christina Laurie was going to be joining us this morning. Something has come up that required her to spend a little extra time with a group that she volunteers with. And since we are very pro public service and volunteer service here, we will get her on next week. So up next, someone Christina interviewed recently for a story, a pretty intense story about abortion and how we really should be handling this matter. We'll be right back. You're up north.